Dictation for Ernest, E-A-R-N-E-S-T, Keen, K-E-E-H-N, July 10, 45, addressed as a letter to Raul, R-A-U-L, Montante, M-O-N-T-A-N-T-E, Saginaw, V-A, Gold, G-O-L-D, Group, 3214085. Dear Dr. Montante, consultation Mr. Keen, abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. He was complaining of severe diarrhea, apparently related to high dose of metformin. He has improved, but not completely back to normal, since the dose decreased to 500. Appetite is good, no vomiting, dysphagia, no blood melena, takes medication for reflux, well controlled, has frequency urgency during daytime, but no nocturia, chronic incontinence, at least the last 1 year, has followed through urology and prior cystoscopy, apparently negative. Presently, no gross edema, minor neuropathy, no claudication symptoms, denies skin rash, no bruises, chronic dyspnea with prior history of lung cancer and surgery, uses oxygen 2 liters at night, CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope, bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose gums, no headaches, other review system negative. Next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, long-standing, neuropathy, is not aware of retinopathy, underlying hypertension, history of atrial fibrillation, he denies coronary artery disease, he's not aware of congestive heart failure, he denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures, he denies gastrointestinal bleeding or blood transfusion, denies liver disease, no kidney stones, no blood protein in the urine, no gout, that have peripheral vascular disease and prior procedures, history of lung cancer. Next paragraph, surgeries including left upper lobe lung lobectomy for lung cancer, gallbladder, bilateral lens implant, tonsils, EGDs, colonoscopy, cystoscopy. Next paragraph, reported side effects to Vicodin. Next paragraph, medication list review, albuterol, Lipitor, iron, Proscar, Flonase, Nurantin, Glipizide, Losartan, Protanix, Potassium, Bumex, Eliquis, Metoprolol, Metformin, Vitamin C, Sotalol, Aldactone, Flomax. Next paragraph, he starts smoking age 8-9, 2 packs per day, discontinued 10-15 years ago at the time of lung cancer. Prior heavy alcohol, he is considered high risk of recurrence if drinking, whiskey as well as beer, discontinued 40 years ago. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, I want to mention that there was bladder cancer treated intravesically 10-15 years ago, used to see urology Dr. ZK. Apparently, cystoscopy in the recent past, I'm not aware of malignancy. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure 120 over 60 on the right, 140 over 58 on the left. He's tall, large, obese person, 215, no respiratory distress, multiple tattoos, normal eyes, no teeth, no dentures, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, some fullness of the lymph nodes, but I'm not impressed as pathological. COPD abnormalities distant clear, appears regular, has an aortic systolic murmur, radiates to the neck arteries, no pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no palpable liver and spleen, there are femoral bruits, left more than right, decreased peripheral pulses, no gross edema, non-focal, decreased hearing, normal speech. Next paragraph, socially, he has not been able to learn to read or write. Next paragraph, chemistries are from August. Creatinine jumped to 2.1 from a baseline middle ones. There was normal sodium, potassium, mild metabolic acidosis, upper normal calcium, a normal albumin, liver function tests were not elevated, a GFR of 31, low level of albumin in the urine at 85 milligrams per gram. Anemia 12.8, MCB low at 88, normal white blood cell platelets. Creatinine in February 2023 was normal at 0.9. Since then, there has been a progressive change. There is an echocardiogram from May 2023, with an ejection fraction normal, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy. A reported small right atrial mass. Grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. There is a kidney ultrasound from July, 11.6 right, 11.8 left. Two non-obstructed stones on the right side. No urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change of kidney function within the last 2 years. Underlying diabetes, hypertension, recent problems of diarrhea, although improved, blood test to be updated, presently no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. There is low level of albumin in the urine, but no gross blood protein, and kidney ultrasound without obstruction or urinary retention. Does have diastolic dysfunction, but does not appear decompensated. He has a history of atrial fibrillation. For what he's anticoagulated, takes no antiarrhythmics, tolerating ARB losartan, he's also beta blockers, there is anemia, we will assess potential EPO or iron replacement, new blood tests will include phosphorus and PTH for secondary hyperparathyroidism. He follows with urology for prior bladder cancer. I'm not aware of recurrence. He follows with cardiology for above issues, including that mass on the right atrium. We discuss the meaning of kidney disease and potential dialysis based on symptoms, and GFR less than 15, further advice to be done based on new blood tests. I did not change medications today. Further to follow, end of dictation.